And welcome to another edition of Only Funny to Us. I am TJ.
What?
Say it again.
And I am TJ. Welcome to another edition of Only Funny to Us. My whole big fucking opening is shot now, so let's try it again.
Yay.
And welcome to another edition of Only Funny to Us. I am TJ.
I, Ben.
I, Cliff. I, Robot. I, Zombie. I, Frankenstein. Ben, your audio is dropping out.
Audio is dropping out?
Yep.
Yeah.
Your mouth.
I think it maybe just because he's not saying anything.
I see him talking.
Maybe. I did say.
Oh, there it went.
Do you?
What?
Gone?
What? Well, you're.
What to tell you?
No, I think it's just. I think he's just. He's looking like a badly dubbed Japanese film.
Oh.
Oh, oh, don't do that.
Man, that's on purpose.
Shit, that's going to screw me up. I can't even look at you. All right, so we are sans one member today. Our greatest buddy, our best pal.
We don't talk
Steve
about
Steve Crowley.
It.
Is incognito tonight. Yep. So it's just going to be the three of us.
He's got a date with Lindsey Graham. Something to do with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I don't know what the heck. Ben, we can't hear you.
And ow.
What?
Is that too soon?
No. Something to do with getting another Supreme Court justice in there.
Steve's a consultant. That's all I know. I think we put Steve in there.
Down too far, and he's got a hurt toe.
He's got a hurt toe. I'd say we put Steve in the Supreme Court justice.
Hey.
I mean, he's got a college education. Granted, he's not an attorney, and he doesn't have a degree in law. And,
no, this is no. Oof, Ben, we're losing you completely.
Doesn't care about anything. So
right. I mean, he would be horrible, like tiebreaker. Like Steve, what do you think? Whatever makes you happy.
Whatever you guys say is fine.
Yeah, I'll be fine. Well, we're all split.
As long as it's not Mexican food again. He can't even decide what restaurant to go to, so him making a decision matters in people's lives would be frightening.
Yeah, maybe I just retract that. Maybe we just don't let him be on Supreme Court.
Ben's got a pocket book of Mao. It's a book of Mao. The little red book of Mao.
We can't hear you at all.
Can't hear you at all. Can't hear you. There we go. Oh, no.
I don't know if that's... There we go. I don't...
Whoa!
And now he left.
Yeah, we just lost his video.
It's all right. So it's me and you, Cliff.
Yeah,
we're
right.
Going to handle this... show.
We're gonna limp along with just half a show. We've done it before.
Okay.
All right.
Nope.
Hang on, let him get settled. Let's let him get settled. Oh yeah, not a thing.
Nope.
Wait a minute. Damn it, shut up.
Damn it, Beavis.
No, I didn't.
Wow. Whoa.
Are you on speaker?
That's what it sounds like. Yep. He's just gone.
And now it just disappeared.
Hell, he'll have to reconnect. He might just have a bad connection. Oh, there he comes.
Oh, here he comes again.
All right, we'll try this again.
That's better.
Oh, now we can hear you. Maybe you just can't do the duality.
I don't know. We'll see. What about now?
Yeah. Get a little gurgle, but it's still better. But you can hear it.
Well, this video is shit. So I don't know what the problem is.
Now we can hear you. Get a camera better. And do it on the PC.
I could.
What are you doing it on?
Phone.
Just on my phone.
But if you do it
I mean, you've got an iPhone. It should be it's the greatest thing on the planet. That's what I'm using for mine.
You do it on PC and you get this massive picture.
I don't know.
Whoa.
Probably my internet.
I don't know.
You just go to switch over to your cellular?
What now?
You're bragging.
Yeah. Or silent.
Cutting off the damn video.
Okay. Well, now we have audio.
So straight audio.
Yep.
Must be on an iPhone.
I don't know what it is. It's my damn signal's not good. My Wi-Fi here probably needs resetting. There's about 15 different fucking problems.
But now we can hear you. So that's the important.
Yeah. All right.
Did you ever figure out what made you sick?
No. I have no idea. I was violently ill for about 2.5 days.
So did you get the COVID test? Or?
No.
This was out of both of
you. The vomiting.
Sounds like he still has it.
Right, it sounds like you still have it.
He's got an auto-tune
sickness. I don't know why. What the fuck?
Wow. It's just a comedy of errors this evening.
Is there something in the air?
Mm-mm. I don't know. We can always switch him over. Oh, he don't have a camera on his PC. I don't think. He's gone now.
He's completely disappeared.
Yep.
Maybe he's going out to sit in his truck or something.
He might be resetting his stuff. Router. Modem.
So, hi, everybody. Now completely.
No, he's reconnecting. Nope.
All right, so while we're waiting, I guess we can go ahead and say that we are starting a YouTube channel.
Yep.
Based on our last gaming episode of Among Us, and it's going to be OFTU Gaming. It's just going to be just that simple, and you'll be able to watch us play that game amongst others.
Whatever we can find that'll work on everybody's level of technology. Whether they have just the phone or iPad like Steve, or both like the rest of us, or PCs like the normal people.
Right. I mean, I've got dual PCs, an iPad, and an iPhone. So I'm wherever I need to be.
We're trying to find games that'll work on every platform. And the only other one that I can think of off the top of my head is Fortnite, and we're not playing Fortnite.
No, because everybody's playing Fortnite.
Oh, they were for a long time. And now everybody's playing Among Us. They played Fall Guys for a while. I don't think that's on. I know that's on PC. It might be on only console.
Oh.
I don't have any. Oh, no, that's not true. I've got an Xbox One and a 360. So maybe I don't know. They're in Matthew's
room. So you are an Xbox person?
No, I'm married into a family of Xbox people. I've never owned any of them. I never had
any of the gaming platforms.
I never had a PlayStation or an Xbox. I always was PC.
I'm one of those PC tradition. Or not PC, PS4.
PlayStation, yeah. You got PlayStation. Ben has a PlayStation. I never got one. I can't do those stupid pads.
Really?
Mouse and keyboard
now,
guy.
Can you do it up? Can you play the Xbox?
I've never messed with it. The few times I've tried, it's too different for me. I'm so used to a mouse and keyboard, which you can hook a mouse and keyboard to the Xbox.
You can on the PS4.
Matthew does that. Probably it's all USB. Matthew does that. And he uses usually uses the controller while he screams at his friends.
Right.
He's got one of my Yeti mics in there that he uses. And he's in there, they're on that or Discord or probably Xbox. Well, no, he's on PC on that. He has a PC, gaming PC, and two Xboxes. So I don't know what he
plays. Through Xbox, it's probably Xbox Live.
He doesn't really play on the Xbox as much as he used to. It's mostly PC once he got that. And he's got he's got dual PCs like this, like you and I have set up. So dual PCs, and that's where he is now. He got one from his dad for Christmas last year. And monitors and stuff from us. And then this year he got another monitor and then realized he didn't want to run a dual monitor single PC. He wanted two PCs. So we found him. He bought his own Dell from Amazon. He just handed us the 15? Cash. He's 14. He just handed us the cash and I ordered it.
Where did he?
birthday money.
Where did he? Oh,
he saves every dime. He doesn't spend his money very much.
Oh, so he
has plenty of money somewhere.
Well,
if I ever find.
But him. I know somebody in his life that could build kick-ass PC.
Oh, well, I used to. They changed so much. I haven't built computers in a long time. I have a attic full of them in the shop that I just don't.
But I'm.
The licenses became too much of a pain, and I don't I don't get the parts like I used to when I was in IT and
right,
other stuff.
Right.
So, I don't. I'm just not into it as much. I order mine. I do what Ben did. He ordered a Dell Alienware. That's what I buy is Alienwares. I just buy my own. It's easier.
Oh,
and the warranty's better.
And this but I can't afford Alienware. I'd love to have
them. They last.
All right, how about this?
That's better.
You're nice and loud. Yep. We don't see you, but we hear you good.
Doesn't look better because you're frozen.
Oh,
I'm just about to give up. No, Cliff's frozen on the video.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
Oh. You were gone for a while. I figured you were resetting your router.
No, I was trying to get the Discord to load on the computer. And, of course, it was giving me 15,000 JavaScript errors.
Nah.
And then it wanted to update.
Hmm. But we hear you loud and clear.
Well, I'm on the computer now.
Oh, okay.
So, who knows?
Well, maybe we just do audio.
That's what I'm doing.
Then, can you hear us okay?
Hear you fine.
Okay, cool.
Perfect.
Cool.
All right. We were actually just bitching about, you know, you and, you know, not being a team player and whatnot.
Oh, well, I don't know how I could help that, but all right.
No, we were actually discussing computer stuff and how you and Cliff apparently have made better life choices and you can afford to go up the order and buy Alienware computers and I'm doing, you know, secondhand PCs. So
they shipped my 32-inch curved monitor yesterday.
Oh, for your computer?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's fucking huge.
That's what she said.
How far away are you going to be? Boom. How far away are you going to be sitting from it?
Just going to be on the desk right here in front of me.
Holy shit, you're going to go blind.
Well,
you sit that close to your TV, you'll go blind.
Will I?
Yeah, that's what parents always said.
If you keep doing
it didn't. It didn't happen. So
if you keep doing,
and I used to go press my face on the screen.
Well, I want to now that the three of us are here, I want everyone to hear some good news.
Okay.
Oktoberfest, even though we're in the middle of you know the coronavirus pandemic and. We probably won't be able to go to our very own Oktoberfest celebration. They are now Oktoberfest at home kit that you can order.
What the hell comes in that?
Each kit. I'm glad you asked. What a great transition without even knowing.
Hopefully a dirndl. Each kit
includes a 6-pack of Sam Adams Oktoberfest beer.
Oh. Well, that's garbage.
Is that pumpkin beer?
Well, our conversation is not pumpkin beer.
It's that pumpkin beer.
Yeah.
It's that pumpkin spice.
Is it pumpkin beer?
It's not pumpkin beer. We've had Oktoberfest. How many times have we had Oktoberfest in each other's company?
Never. Never.
Always.
Time or two. I didn't really like any Sam Adams. They're all too hoppy.
Well, I mean, but that's fine. But it's not pumpkin-y beer.
I used to like cherry.
Do they have a pumpkin beer?
Yes.
No, Oktoberfest is not like a. It's not like a pumpkin spice beer. It's just.
But I mean, do they have one?
Do they have a pumpkin spice beer?
Yeah.
Sam Adams doesn't, but I think there are the ones that do.
Do you enjoy them?
I have not had those. I enjoy Oktoberfest.
Is it pumpkin spice? Adams.
No, it's not. It's not pumpkin pie.
No.
Now, in full disclosure, I do enjoy pumpkin spice things.
I like the smell. I tried a pumpkin spice latte from Starbucks a couple weeks ago, and I was not blown away. It was just
yeah, but
I'd rather just have the regular one, you know, without the fancy shit in it.
I like when they have pumpkin spice, like creamers, when you can put those in regular coffee. I like that, but I don't like Starbucks coffee at all.
Really? I don't know enough about coffee to, you know,
yeah,
make a determination on that. All coffee tastes the same to me, like dirt.
I knew this.
What happened?
Now, what is that?
What is what?
Samuel it's Adams Jacko Pumpkin Premium Ale.
They do have
pumpkin spice.
They do. Apparently, they do.
Who's got pumpkin spice?
Samuel Adams.
Sam Adams.
Where is it? I didn't see it.
It's on the website.
It's called Jacko.
Well, I don't see it.
Jacko Pumpkin.
You know what? And if I can find that here locally, I might give it a
shot. You probably can find it.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. But back to this one, because Sam Adams and Auntie Anne's have teamed up.
Uh-huh.
And you get a six-pack of Sam Adams Oktoberfest beer, 10 soft pretzels, 4 sets of Lederhosen suspenders, 4 hats, and 2 glass dyes, plus 4 special edition beer koozies.
Oh.
And a recipe book.
And all of this.
Huh?
How much is all of this?
I'm glad you asked. Great transition. How much would you pay for all of that? So again, you get a 6-pack of Sam Adams Oktoberfest, 10 soft pretzels from Auntie Anne's, 4 sets of Lederhosen suspenders, 4 hats, 2 glass dines, and 4 special edition beer koozies and a recipe book.
It's got to be $60.
Cliff?
At least.
Sam Adams is not a sponsor. We're not selling this on our website.
No, we're not, but you can buy it.
$89.
Nope.
89. Okay.
Not a dirndl in there. I
wasn't far off. If I was a big Oktoberfest fan, I probably would do it. But
I mean, I wouldn't be. It's.
But I mean, you know,
the website is givethembeer.com.
It would be just me sitting around here drinking beer, looking like an asshole. Alone.
Well, I mean,
yeah. You know?
And we do that for a lot. We do that for a lot cheaper.
It'd be you. I'd be you. It's what. Yeah.
You know. Doing it for a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Now, in addition to that, for all the alcoholics out there, we all know somebody who was a big fan of Franzia wine.
Oh, yes.
Franzia box wine.
Oh, yeah.
Including the one member who is incognito tonight.
Incognito? Why do you keep saying that? He's not hidden.
He's not here.
Incognito is... You mean indisposed?
On vacation. I'm not going to be your Steve tonight, Ben.
He keeps saying he's incognito.
He's not with us tonight. But I think this would be a great present for us to buy him. It is a Franzia box wine backpack.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
It's a backpack. It holds an entire box. And even has
we're doing this for our fellow podcast mate that's persona non grata. I'm just trying to find some new terms for you to throw out there.
Here we go. I'm not going to be your Steve tonight, Mr. Yeah, I can't see.
Lauren
can't
Ipsum,
see you.
Whatever.
Well, you can. I just don't know. Why is this not working?
I don't know, Steve. Why is it not working?
Because I'm retarded, I guess. I don't know.
I was trying to find that picture of Steve wearing the dirndl last Halloween. Let me pop it up.
He did look adorable. So, I have a confession.
Oh, no. You're a woman.
No.
You want to be.
I heard a rumor.
I heard a rumor.
It's
Bananarama.
Anyway,
Carole Baskin was going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
That's right. She is.
And since I have Hulu, I actually watched the episode that she was on.
Okay. Oh, lucky you. I'm jealous as hell. Jesus.
I do the tough thing so that we could discuss.
Okay, yeah, because I didn't want to watch it.
I don't want to watch it.
I didn't want to. I mean, it's like a horrible car accident.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to see it,
but you can't look away.
Right. So I was flipping through my Hulu the other morning, and it came up, you know, if those of you that don't have Hulu, it's a lot like Netflix or any of the other streaming services. When you open it up and you haven't opened it up in a while, it says, here's what's the new hot shit for you to watch. And it had Dancing with the Stars. And I was like, you know, I just saw on Facebook that Carol Baskin was on there. I think it's a lot. So I watched Preview, and sure enough, it's got Carol fucking Baskin on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah. It's real.
And they did. They brilliantly did it. They held her to the very last dance.
Of course.
Right. So thankfully, I was able to, you know, it was the day after, so I could fast forward through all that shit.
Right. You didn't
and
have to.
I got to the Carol Baskin part.
Was on there.
Holy shit.
Train wreck.
Train wreck's not even a good enough. Oh my god.
She's that
they
bad.
They had her. Well, you know, they did kind of the backstory, but they didn't really focus on. I mean, they hinted about her being on Tiger King, but they kind of labeled her more as an animal activist.
Oh yes.
and then they had her out at her compound or whatever it is. And as she's riding off on her little bicycle, going off to Dancing with the Stars, her fucking pussy. I don't even know what to say about the dude.
What?
The husband. Pussy-whipped husband.
The living one?
The living one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The one that's still alive. He's sitting there standing going, don't leave. Come back.
What?
It was just fucking awful. But also, So during the paso doble that they do on their opening dance, which is more, you know, it's a ballroom style, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Thankfully, they had her.
Is that what Steve
dressed
is?
Head
the, to, that paso doble Steve tonight? Is that where?
Right.
Is that where he is?
Yeah, that's what he is. He's not paso doble.
He's paso doble.
Incognito, right. Paso doble.
He's incognito. Right. So, but anyway, thank God they didn't dress her like the other female celebrity dancers, because the other celebrity dancers, you know, all have incredible bodies and they're dressed very scantily. She was essentially in an Amish dress, neck to toe.
Little House on the Prairie.
Thank God. Huh? Yeah, I mean, it was flashy.
Those hot ankles, huh?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, if you looked hard enough, you could see an ankle.
Blech.
Hot damn.
I mean, but they had her doing the tiger roar in her dance.
I wonder if that was in her contract or they
so
chose.
So glad I didn't see it.
But the greatest thing was, did you hear about the advertisement that ran during Dancing with the Stars?
Was it for a cremation service or something?
No, the family of Carol Baskin's dead husband paid for an advertisement to run during Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. I did, yes.
And on her episode, saying, hey, we need information about our father, loved one who has died.
Did you ever see the documentary on him? I mean, like, it was kind of focused on her, but it more focused on him. That dude had his hands in all sorts of illegal stuff, and it would not surprise me if it came out one day that he either disappeared or she had nothing to do with it. You know what I mean? Like, disappeared on his own.
Well, I get that. I mean, and they did a full investigation and, you know,
He was in with all kind of like drug cartels and shit in Mexico and South America and.
But the thing that surprised, if you watch Tiger King at all,
yeah,
her actions reactions and statements during the whole thing, particularly talking about him.
I don't know. It didn't really. She didn't really seem overly suspicious. She seemed like somebody who was just.
She did to me.
She seemed like somebody who was fed up with all the accusations and just like, this is just ridiculous and I'm done with it, you know.
Well, I know they've reopened the investigation on multiple fronts. So. You're right. And it may turn out to be that I don't think
she had anything to do with it, but as far as all the legal dealings and all the manipulate the stuff, you know, after he was gone, changing wills and dates and things, I'm fairly sure she did that.
Right. I mean, she probably knew that he was into some shit, and then when he disappeared, she was like, hang on. I can handle some shit now.
Yeah, that's what I she saw an opportunity and she took it.
Right. So, I can't say I'm not going to record it. We'll move on.
Okay.
I'm just saying that, you know, if I wasn't in a similar situation, that I wouldn't be like, oh yeah, you know, since the deed is done, let me do some alterations to make sure that I
get it. Right. I make sure you're taken care of.
I mean, and I don't know that, you know, anybody wouldn't do that.
Right.
Maybe.
I heard a rumor.
Right, John. Jesus. All right, so we were just discussing about computers.
Yes.
And Matthew's got, you know, updated computers and monitors in his room, and you guys are using Alienware computers, and I'm using old, you know, I've got a, you know, Toshiba and a...
An Asus laptop, but I mean, I do have an Alienware computer on the way.
Right. So, but I know that the three of us have been guilty of keeping old stuff around.
Oh yeah,
I still do that.
So, I've got a top seven list of. What some people have said the oldest things they have in their house that they still use.
That they still use.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe not even still use. They just have it. They just have it just in case.
Well, no, like, I mean, I've got some really old stuff, but it's like old family memorabilia. And I've got my great great grandfather's helmet from World War I. You know. That kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, no, but I'm talking about technology.
I see. You're talking about things that you bought and then just never threw out. You still use it.
Right.
Okay.
So for one, at the bottom of the list is a actual Rolodex of business cards.
Oh God.
Oh, I've seen them in banks. Banks still use them.
I mean, I know a lot of people that would still. I mean. Maybe older people, but instead of updating, because you know, if you think about it, if you actually have a whole Rolodex of phone numbers and addresses that are good, the having to transfer that to a phone would be a giant pain in the ass.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. You know, so why not just keep the Rolodex?
Yeah, I guess. I never had a Rolodex, so I was never important enough to have a Rolodex.
Well, I didn't have a Rolodex. I have one of those notebook, you know.
Oh, with the tabs on it?
Yeah. I have one of those.
I never needed phone numbers. No one ever called me, and I never called anybody. If I didn't remember it, I guess.
And you didn't need to get in touch with them.
No girls were dropping numbers on me, so.
Several were leaving your number at Coker.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Right?
We used to do that to everybody.
Cliff may have one of these. I don't. Ben, you might even could possibly have one of these.
Okay.
An old reel-to-reel tape player.
No. I had one, and you took it, and I never saw it again.
Oh, wow.
What the hell did I do with? Oh, there's shit. That was years ago, though.
I know. That's the only one I ever had.
My dad had a Pioneer. I think he ended up selling it. One he got when he was in Vietnam.
But you didn't take one? I mean, you didn't obtain one when we were working at the radio station?
No. Never wanted one. Never had a reason to have one. I didn't do any production.
I mean, I guess.
No, I took all kinds of, I took a lot of other stuff.
Right.
I mean, I had access to everything. I had all the keys. And stuff that had been sitting there for 4 years and nobody ever touched. Well, it's gone now, isn't it?
I mean,
if I didn't use it somewhere else, it's gone.
No harm, no foul.
Yeah, true. Nobody ever came at me about any of that stuff, so.
Now, out of the three of us, and I know we used to use these a lot. I mean, like, the only thing that we had, you know, we could use once upon a time. Does anyone still have any of their old cassettes?
No, you know, no. Long gone.
I don't. I might somewhere. I mean, they may be in the attic, you know, that kind of a thing.
Funny you should say that. I was watching a guy on YouTube the other day who was looking for, he archives old media. And he said there's only like one or two companies now in the world that make cassette mechanism and cassette drives that are used in like, you know, Panasonic's in Germany or something. There's only like one company that actually still makes the actual cassette mechanism. Sony quit, Pioneer quit, all of them quit making them. Just like VCR, they all quit making that 2 years ago, I think. Now VCRs quit being manufactured.
Something I still have VCR tapes.
Yeah. I don't.
Well, that's.
I don't own a VCR anymore.
But that's one of the other things on the list is a top loading VCR.
Top loading.
Oh God, no.
Right.
I had one of those.
It's actually got the VHF and UHF tuners on it.
Got rid of that in 94, 95, I think we got rid of ours.
Oh God! Excuse me, fellas. It's cold weather makes me start getting sleepy early. I don't know why.
Well, it's because it's time for hibernation.
Oh, maybe so.
That's what.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Time to pack on the pounds, boys. Time to start eating.
Shit, I've already done it. Yeah, I went to the doctor the other day, and there's an even higher number than I haven't seen before. So
you want to see him move that big weight over on the
right? No, this was electronic. They thank God I didn't have to go through the stress of the sliding weights.
Oh, I love that part where they weigh you like a cotton bale.
Oh,
this is how they weigh animals, isn't it, in the zoo?
I'm trying to think of the oldest thing of technology that I have here in the house.
I've got some old, and we've used them at DJ gigs or things. I've got like the old CD players, you know, that hold the one CD at a time.
Oh yeah,
the top pops open and you drop what brand are they? It was like a high dollar brand. I can't remember. We got all that stuff from Max, man. Some dude went in there with all his DJ equipment. That not Max.
Is that the one that when it slides in, it drops down, and then you can pop it up and pull it out?
No, it doesn't even slide in. The whole top pops up, and you just lay the CD on top of the spindle.
Oh shit!
It's I can't remember the name of the company, but anyway, it was Murphy's. Some dude had gone there, was running his equipment off of a generator because the power had gotten cut off on him, and he burned up a bunch of it. Well, the guy who owned Murphy's gave it to me and David, all of it, and we got the amp fixed, and the CD players were still good, and some of the other stuff was still good. So, you know, he didn't have any use for it, he said.
I bet Don would know who that is. He's on my Facebook. He tags me and shit, tags us and shit all the time.
The Hawaiian guy?
Well, he named himself after the Hawaiian guy, he was the DJ.
He sings Tiny Bubbles.
Tiny Bubbles. But Don Ho was the... Do it.
No, I can't.
In the wine.
There you go.
Makes me happy.
You're singing.
He knew it.
All the time.
Don Ho.
But
Not dead.
But we were talking, but Don Ho was the DJ out at Murphy's forever.
Don Ho, gay, black, or dead? Go.
A black.
Died in 2007.
He did then, see? Yeah. There you go.
The one that I know is alive and well and living in New York.
You still listen to him on Spotify, though. And he's not on
Spotify.
Anyway, he DJ at Murphy's. I don't know. This guy was some years ago. And it was somebody who had leased the bar and then got the electricity cut off and, you know, well.
Wow.
It was a long story.
Murphy's went through. So, Murphy's, for anybody that's way outside of, you know, where we live, Murphy's was one of the local bars over in Florence, South Carolina that a lot of people used to go to.
Okay. Uh-huh.
That went through tragic changings of hands over and over and over. And now, I'll have you know, is an auction supply.
It's a what?
Store. They provide oxygen supplies.
Auction supplies?
Oxygen.
Oxygen. Okay. I'm sorry. You were breaking.
I think they're called like Prex Air or something like that.
Prex Air. Well, yeah. I mean, Prex Air.
That's all that building needed to be was a damn warehouse anyway.
Right. I mean, but back in its day, it was good.
I don't think I ever went. I didn't go to bars very much around here. Y'all talk about them, and DJ'd or stuff at them. I never went to them.
I didn't go to them unless I was working them.
Yeah. I mean, I only did that with radio, and that was in the 90s. So, I mean, I spent many days at Shooters. Oh, God.
Oh.
Jesus. What a nightmare.
No, but you had fun.
I had to drive the boombox and park it in that tiny little parking lot they had and had to have 5 points just about cut off to get in and out of there and then sit in there in the heat for 5 hours.
What was that week? No, we did like a whole weekend there with the radio station.
Oh, yeah. We'd sit at Apple Annie's. Yeah, we Rock Block. And we'd sit at Apple Annie's for a long time. And that was all right. That was better because D was working over there.
Right. But I mean, Shooters was Shooters.
Shooters was a fire hazard. It was a Coconut Grove waiting to happen.
Right. Now I have a fond, you know, place in my heart for there because that was the first place that I ever hosted the comedy show.
Oh.
When it was there.
Oh.
And I had my most uncomfortable performance. I think I've shared this with you guys.
That donkey show you did.
No, it was closed.
The donkey show where TJ was serviced.
So no, it wasn't too far off.
Still got the hoof marks on his shoulder to this day.
If I haven't shared this story with y'all,
I don't know that I've heard this. Go ahead.
All right. So anyway, I was doing my opening, I guess, monologue. You know, I used to get like 5-10 minutes before I would introduce the headliners and all that.
You bomb first.
And
bomb first.
And so I was doing my shtick, and then somebody in the crowd, they didn't heckle, they just said something. So I decided I'm going to abandon everything else, and I'm just going to focus on this female that has said something.
Oh, I remember this story.
I went real dark and was, you know, talking about how bad her vagina smelled. I could smell it from up here.
Good Lord.
And, it was killing. I mean, the crowd was loving it.
He was Petey Wheatstraw on it.
So I got done with my set, and then the other comedians did their thing. And at the end of the night, everybody, you know, we all kind of, hey, thanks for coming, yada, yada, yada. And our good buddy Lance, that we all grew up with, comes over and goes, and I had, you know, of course I hadn't seen him since high school, and he comes over and goes, dude, what a great show, we had a great time, blah 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 blah. And I was like, oh man, thanks, I appreciate that. And he goes, by the way, the girl you were going after is my wife.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's
and
hit
I went,
number
holy,
one
hang on
that's,
right
that's hit number
there's,
one
look, there's a story. I was like, oh man, I am so sorry. If I offended you, I'm sorry. He goes, oh, it was great. We had the best fucking time. And he goes, here she comes now. And she's on I guess she's got cerebral palsy or muscular dystrophy.
Yeah.
Or stuff. And she's coming over on those fucking crutches, and she's like, and I'm like, holy fucking shit, that's your wife? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, oh my God.
Blake.
Yeah. Today's her birthday. And she goes, happy birthday.
I think it was
a day.
She comes over and she goes, oh my God, that was so great. And I was like, oh my God, I am fucking so sorry. She's like, no, it was the best, and blah, blah, blah. And the thing that I took away from that is that people with disabilities want to feel normal.
Yeah.
So if you, you know, if you tease them like we would tease each other.
No, no. I don't know about that.
I do that to Mary all the time at work.
Yeah.
Right.
I said, Mary, I'm going to put a board on the back of your wheelchair here so you can give me a ride to the parking lot in the afternoons. Or I'll say,
and she probably loves it.
I'll say, I'm going to hop in your lap. She says, go ahead. I said, no, Mary. I said, you're already, you know, can't use your legs. I don't want to kill the rest of you, you know, stuff like that.
I don't want to make it worse.
Right. I said, I would just make it worse. And I think one time she came out and she said she was going to beat me up. I said, well, hang on a second. So I sat down in a chair in front of her. I said, all right, let's roll.
Jeez.
And I'm the bad person?
No, I mean, if I was going to fight her, I'm going to sit down. Right. I'm just going to punch you. Because Mary's strong as hell, man.
I bet you could whip your ass.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Well, I don't. She worked at the movie theater.
Yeah.
She worked at the movie theater, too.
She'd have to catch
I don't know. She probably could catch me.
I don't know.
I'm not very fast.
You can take one of them wheels off you.
Well, anyway,
she knows I'm just messing with her, so, you know.
Right, and I think a lot of people that have kind of disabilities, if you tease them and you do it in good fun, even though it could be tasteless as shit, they're good with it because they want to feel, you know, normal.
Thank you for tuning into the Dr. TJ show.
That's what I'm hearing. Well, so this is a great transition because I believe this is a great job for the three of us to undertake.
Insulting the disabled. All right.
Yeah, we got that down.
There is a guy who gets paid to go to people's funerals
to cry,
to tell secrets or settle scores with the family.
Oh, okay. I just thought it was a different guy. He's been doing that for like 10 years.
So like before somebody dies, they give all this information to this one guy and they go, at the funeral, I want you to go and set shit straight. And he's getting paid like $10,000 a gig.
Jesus.
Right.
Yeah, can
you imagine?
That.
Right. The three of us, you know, it's like, all right, 10 grand, here we go.
Yep.
And be able to just finally go and tell people who have, you know, they're already gone. So there's no, you know, grudge on them.
Right.
That they get to, from beyond the grave, tell family members or friends or whatever, hey, here's how I felt about you. Oh, and here's some shit that has been kept from you and we're going to share it with you. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Do you get to make it up or do you have to actually report?
No, facts? It's got to be the actual.
You know, it turns into I Know What You Did Last Summer movie.
Basically. Right, right.
Or, yeah, where you know that car wreck he was in? Yeah, he was drunk. He actually did hit those people and kill them. Remember that guy they never caught? That was him. Remember all that money you lost in your business? He embezzled it.
Tiny bubbles in the light makes me happy.
What is the meme? For $100, I will show up at your funeral in a dark trench coat and a black umbrella, stand way off in the background to make people think you were mysterious.
Yeah. In fact, I might not do that.
Oh, I'll
hell
do
yeah.
It. Absolutely.
I might do it for fucking free.
Full on sunny day, I'll stand back there with the umbrella.
Right, and just kind of stand back there and.
It'll look just like my little. I'll dress just like my little man on Among Us. Hat.
just stood off in the distance and then get in the car and leave with before anybody else leaves.
Before everybody else can come up there and mess with you.
Who was that? And let's leave them talking for weeks.
Well, even if you do it at the funeral home without the umbrella, just stand in the corner, trench coat, top hat, sunglasses, just kind of standing back there, just staring. And then right before everything is done, just quietly walk out. So everybody there is like,
I would walk in and I'd walk up to the casket and I would write something on a piece of paper, put it in the person's hand, and it would be like some weird, you know, unintelligible code that no one could figure out because it doesn't mean anything. And they'd pull it out and look at it, what the hell does this mean? You know,
I want to go through the
E3WX, you know, a couple of Roman numerals and then just, you know, just, and that's it.
I would go through the viewing line and when you reach the wife, go, Rico sends his regards, and then just leave. just Carmen. Carmen sends her best. And then just leave, and no one knows who that is.
Mr. Vittorio sends her best.
or the green door locked.
Look in
the green door is locked.
Query the house plants, and then just leave. They know where it's buried.
Yep.
Oh, did I tell you about the secret compartment I found in my house?
You did not.
Holy shit. All right.
Full of meth? So,
no, well, I was hoping I was going to find something. I did find...
Dead animal.
I did. Hang on. Let me go get it.
It definitely wasn't cash.
It wasn't cash because, you know, y'all are still hearing from me.
Wasn't a diet plan either.
Oh,
it was, right. Wasn't a diet plan. No, throw it away. Okay. So in my closet in my bedroom, the light bulb burned.
Uh-huh.
So I replaced the light bulb and it still wasn't working. So I was trying to figure out what was going, you know, what was wrong with it, why it wasn't, you know, turning on. And so I was looking, you know, I went into the closet and looked up in an angle that you normally don't look at. Yes. And there was a ledge on top of the door. So picture this. You walk into the closet, turn around, and then look up at the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
Like you're looking out of the closet.
I got you.
And above the door, there's a ledge.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, there's got to be something up there. And there was. And it was a Trojan condom.
You know, it's funny. When me and Glenda lived on Willis Drive, she decided one time to go around and clean out the air vents or something. We hadn't been living there long. And she found there was like condom wrappers in one of the air vents. And she's asking me about it. I was like, they ain't mine.
hang on. We've only been here like a couple of weeks.
No, you're wrong. We ain't been here. No. I don't know. I mean, there was just, I guess it wasn't blowing like it should or something, you know? But yeah, it was just like two or three condom wrappers in one of the air
vents. DJ landed the same time I did.
Thank you.
Something wasn't blowing like it should have been, so they had to use condoms.
Right. Someone blowing like it should.
That was a
good setup. Oh, stuff we found in houses when we moved in. I moved in here to Virginia's house, which she's owned for 10 or 12, 15 years.
You found a man in the closet.
No, not yet. Well, Steve was in the closet for a while.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, but not in this house. Jars. Apparently, the people that built the house lived here from 1961 through 2000, early, mid-2000, 5, 6, something like that. Jars. They kept every mayonnaise jar, peanut butter jar. And she said, yes, when we moved in or when we cleaned out the attic, Justin, my son-in-law, pulled out jar after jar after jar. I was up in the attic. There's still like 1,400 jars up there. No, there's still like 80 or 90 jars in there. They're in the garage, in the
but there's nothing in holes. Them?
Some of them have things in them. Some of them had seeds of some kind. Some of them had
Chinese seeds.
No, I couldn't tell you what they were. They looked like they were gathered from flowers and just dumped in there. No labels or anything. There's one left. One had glycerin in it. One has some kind of alcohol in it. A lot of them had seeds that were there in the. There's a little outbuilding here. A bunch of them had fertilizer, oils of some kind. It was like somebody
if you
ran
think about it, glass jars.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's like my dad. My dad recycled everything. I mean, I ate cereal out of Cool Whip. You know.
Well, that's Southern. That's a Southern thing. We don't have a whole set of those salad bowls.
But, you know, I get that way sometimes. Like, if I buy a jar of pickles or whatever, and I go to throw it away.
I'm saving for old oil. I dump used oil in them and throw them away.
Yeah. I mean, that's a glass. I mean, that's, you know, it's not. I mean, it's a good jar. I mean, and you're like, I can use this for something. I just don't know what to fucking use it for.
This is a really good box. I'm going to keep this cardboard box. It's really good. Right. It's not creased or anything. The edges aren't fuzzy.
I've got the box that my AK-47 came in. I don't know why I'm holding on to it. I'm looking at it. It's leaning against the wall right here.
Right. Oh, yeah. I
got no use for it.
Got the box that my router came in.
I got the one my computer came in.
Stupid little boxes here that I don't. Oh, I'm such a pack rat when it comes to.
I mean, that kind of goes back to what we were talking about before, is the old technology shit that we held on to. And yeah. I know that I know for a fact the three of us hold on to old shit just because might need it.
Cables.
Look at this little piece of metal.
Yeah.
I could probably use it for something one day. I'm just going to tuck it away right here.
Yeah, right. Yep. I had a stack of 7 printers.
Oh,
and
yes.
And the reason I had so many printers, because it was cheaper to buy a printer than it was to buy the ink for the printer that I had already.
Yeah.
Yep. I've got.
And then when the printer ink ran out, you just bought a new fucking printer.
I've got 10-year-old computers, and this is a really nice case. I'm going to keep it. Oh, this is a really good 20-gig hard drive. What are you going to do with a 20-gig hard drive?
Apparently now I have an old condom that I found in the closet that I'm going to,
you should gift
keep
that.
And never, should, I should gift that.
You should gift that to the high school so they can use it in their programs.
I could probably take it up to the social services or whatever. They got that little jar.
Just leave it in a random bathroom.
It's probably a little old.
Leave it in
The wrapper seems, you know, I think the people that lived here before I did were, I would say they were active, but why the fuck would you hide a condom?
If you're going to do it in that closet.
So,
rapid access. You go downtown Lake City, put it in the Burger King bathroom for Humpty, just in case.
Yeah.
It's the first public
place. He's got throwback jokes. I like that.
Yeah, Digital Underground and all.
Humpty dance is your chance to the hump.
6 packets.
That's it. What was the other thing on the list about the other technology stuff? Because we got down through reel to reels.
Oh, there wasn't really. I mean, there was only a few things. But I mean, if you've got any other, shit that you held on to.
Oh my God, I've got a CompuForce computer.
Holy God in heaven!
It's a DX.
They're not even in business.
No, I think it's a Pentium 200, 250 something. I don't know. It's really old. Pentium 1.
But like, you know what the weird thing is it's now if you took that to like an auction.
Some people collect those things, yeah.
you would probably, make some dough.
Still got a licensed copy of Windows 95.
I do too. I was actually trying to update this other laptop that I have that the license number on the back of the laptop is worn off.
Oh.
And I can't do any appropriate updates without the license number. So I was like, well, let me go see if I've got something else. And I've got 95, 98 disk that, has a light. But I've held on to them because every time I'll even open up that this little case with all these CDs and it's like,
never. Yeah. I cleaned out. Oh, you should see what I cleaned out when I moved out of my previous house in the shop.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh, I hauled that red trailer.
Yeah.
6 times to the dump because I'd kept so much stuff for years. Oh, I can use this. I'll stick it somewhere on the wall. I freed myself of so much garbage that if I figured, well, if I haven't used this in 2 years, 3 years, I'm never going to get around to that project. So get rid of it.
Right.
So I've gotten rid of a ton. And we hear Virginia's really into getting rid of. We've never used that, so let's donate it. And we take a ton of Restore.
Simplifying. Yeah.
Restore gets a lot of our stuff.
It's Marie Kondo. Does it bring you joy?
Oh, I got her that book. She loves that book. Did you? Oh, yeah. You know, there's a fella that does thrifting for computer stuff on the internet, on YouTube. And
oh, yeah?
He's in Winston-Salem, Raleigh-Durham, Winston-Salem area. And he went around, he goes around every time to all the Goodwills that are in the area. When that book came out, every Goodwill he went to had a semi out front because people were reading the book and watching the Netflix series and just cleaning their house out and taking all the stuff. So they didn't have room in the store, so they were just loading it directly into the semi
trucks. Wow.
He said every one of them just about had a box truck or a pod or something out front where they were just loading the stuff as fast as they could.
I can believe it.
Yeah.
And that's one of the other things that I've noticed during this pandemic.
Oh yeah,
is
the Restore.
Once they reopen up the Restores, mm-hmm. Goodwill, and the Salvation Army thrift stores, it's a treasure trove.
You know, you can buy from Goodwill online. By the way, Goodwill has really? A web store.
Yes, sir, they do.
They had that's where they put their best stuff.
Don't mm-hmm. tell me that.
Take a look at that right now.
It's buy Goodwill
I'm in need of a grown up dresser.
Well, you wouldn't want to ship it from South Dakota, but you can get one of those.
Right. I mean, I actually bought one at Goodwill the other day. $15, and I was excited about it because the dresser that I'm using, you know, being a third divorcee,
mm-hmm.
I've been using those little plastic dresser, you know, shits that you get from Walmart.
It's a really good cardboard box. It's a really good box.
Well, I mean... Well, I'm almost 50 years old. I want a goddamn dresser. You know what I mean? Yeah. I want a fucking dresser. So yeah. I found one.
I lived out of garbage bags for a year. So
yeah, I don't want. I've been doing almost the equivalent. Yeah. You know, for 2 years.
That'll make you clean your clothes closet out too when you realize.
Yeah, well,
I don't wear this.
And put all my clothes on a shelf in the bedroom here because that's just the way I like having the stuff right here where I can grab it. I don't feel like I don't like going through drawers. None of that.
See, I like having drawers. You know, I like socks in one area, underwear, undershirt,
you're OCD.
Now I hang all my t-shirt. You know, any shirts that I'm going to wear, I hang them in the closet. I don't put them in the shirts.
Working
even what?
Even t-shirts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, even t-shirts.
I hang t-shirts. Ones that are nice enough to wear out. In public, I do. The ones I don't wear in public, like
I don't hang any of that shit. The only ones I hang up are my polo shirts and my button ups.
No, even my Smith's Grove Sanitarium shirt. It hangs up in the closet.
I don't know what that is.
Smith's Grove Sanitarium is where Michael Myers was held after he killed his sister.
Oh,
at Halloween.
He loves a referential shirt, doesn't he?
He does.
I do.
He's got a really ton of them.
That's how I judge people.
You also,
if I walk up to somebody and they go, oh, shit, I get that. Well, then, you know.
So we should be sponsored by $6 t-shirts. $6 t-shirts, really, please sponsor us.
We really should be sponsored by $6 tees because I've spent a shit ton of money. I'm glad you brought that up because I don't think we've mentioned it in a while. So in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, we're all forced to wear masks. We're not wearing masks. We're
at home.
Well, more than 6 feet apart. But if you want your very own creepy crawly mask,
creepy
you
crawly.
Can go to onlyfunnytous.com and go to our store for Cafe Press, and you can get all the masks that you want. And most of them, you know, some of them have Steve Crowley's face on them. And then, you know, once you see that face coming at you, 6 feet is definitely going to happen without a problem.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I think Cliff is searching for it.
There we go. We actually have a A Precious Steve is what I've named the graphic of the Steve. The photo was taken by Ben in the Hobby Lobby ornamental flower section. So it's called Precious Steve. And we have now a Precious Steve ornament maternity shirt.
The
graphic is right over top of the baby. Curse your baby before it's even born is the theme of this shirt.
Holy shit.
And remember, we make about a penny off anything you buy.
Yeah, we don't. This is only for your enjoyment and really is just to mess with people. When they look at what you're wearing, they're like, what the fuck?
Because like the
I think in this day and age, you want, you know, be a little different. You know, we're all stuck in this pandemic. Be a little different. You know, that's why, I'm getting picked on for my subtle references t-shirts. But, you know, be a little different.
We have the classic thong with Steve's on it, picture on it. Thongs are usually a turn on, but not this one.
Mm-mm. So if you're going on a date with a guy and you're not really sure about it, wear that thong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the vagina dryer will be right there at your crotch. So, you know, you'll be good to go.
There are also some good masks with just our logo on it, our standard logo. And remember, we make a penny. The masks, they charge us $19.99 to offer them, and we bring them up to $20 because it won't let me put in zero markup for some reason.
Right. So we just, you know, it's just for your enjoyment.
Yeah, it's just there for to put our logo on stuff. We can't hand it out. We can't afford to buy it and just give it away. So you have to buy it. Sorry.
And this whole endeavor that we do is just for a handful of people's random enjoyment. Yeah. We're not looking to get rich. We know we're not going to get rich off of this.
The only thing we've ever made money with is the Amazon link, and we've spent all of that putting it back into equipment for the show.
Right.
Just about everything we bought was with Amazon.
So,
and that doesn't cost you anything.
Not a penny. So, you know, just go buy some shit just to be silly. You're certainly not supporting my Jenny Craig subscription because that isn't working.
I wish we could get a Patreon. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to use it. But the problem with Patreon is you have to offer more than you actually
content.
Yeah, you have
to. Oh, yeah, no, we can't. So, we offer what we offer.
All we could really do would be upload, like, the raw versions of every show, which we have.
Which we kind of do when we do Facebook Live.
Yeah, pretty much. Out. And the raw versions, some of them cannot be played
because
of liability reasons, cease and desist orders.
Mouth.
I will still
this day never forget the one episode that we did not release.
Oh,
the one episode we didn't release.
Yeah.
So for those of you that might be new to the show, you know, we kind of started off kind of raunchy. Yeah. Then we went clean.
We had to.
And then a lot of people were like, hey, we don't like you being that clean. We want you to be dirty again. So we decided to do an OFTU after hour.
Yep.
And Cliff and Ben did not want to be a part of that.
No.
So it was mainly me and Steve, and you essentially handed two 12-year-olds microphone and said, say every foul.
Yep.
Word that you can think of
in every language
in a row.
Yep.
In a row.
Yep. And that's what they
did. That's all it was. And then when we got done, we all kind of looked at each other and said, that's never going to be released. That's awful.
That's where a lot of guidelines for the show came up of the words we don't say now. There are
we say adult words,
but not the two or three that really.
Not gratuitously.
Right.
Not gratuitously. Right. They're only said if they're warned.
They're all valuable in context.
Right, right. And that's our promise. We won't be horrible. We won't be great.
We'll be
mediocre or bad.
But we'll keep doing that. At least the show.
I'm sorry that the blanket behind me is making me look like I've got like weird. I mean, I already have a weird haircut.
Oh yeah, that's true. So do I. All right, I'm starting to get fluffy.
So Ben, do you want a billboard or?
I don't know.
I don't because my shit's messing up.
All right, Cliff, do you want a billboard?
Oh, you can listen to us right here at onlyfunnytous.com or anywhere you get your podcasts. You can also talk to us on Twitter, but we won't talk back because we hate Twitter. Let's be honest, none of us want to use it. I don't like it. It moves too fast. I can't keep a thread in my head long enough to figure it out. I got enough things to do.
But our Facebook page is amazing.
We live on the Facebook page, quite honestly. We're trying to get it up to 4,000 like your followers.
And we're
likes,
30-something
like. Thousand now. I'd have to flip back.
Like 3,400 or something.
Yeah, it doesn't tell me.
And we thank every one of you for that.
And if you joined us just to look at the memes, great, share them. We like it. We enjoy it when you share our stuff. For those of you who don't like some of our posts, some people have gotten angry at some of our memes. We don't make them all. We don't make them all. We don't have time to sit here and make all those things. We just share them when they think they're funny. We really don't have a political position on them, and we really don't have any kind of social position or cultural. We just share what's funny. If you don't like it,
well, we consider, and that's
us. And that's fine.
And that's the whole basis of the podcast because, mm-hmm. you know, once upon a time it wasn't called Only Funny to Us, and mm-hmm. then Cliff and his infinite wisdom, mm-hmm. as we were having a show, said, the shit that we're talking about is only funny to us.
I don't know if I said that or not, but
you did. But I want to say. That if you are listening or a part of our Facebook, mm-hmm. you are part of us.
Yeah, pretty much.
We just find shit irreverent and funny.
Yeah,
if you can't laugh at it, then fuck it.
If you get more than a out of it, then we post it. Basically, some people don't like it. We really hit some nerves sometimes, and I just have to go through and delete all their comments. Oh well,
right? Because we have that power.
We don't want that kind of controversy. We don't want people to be offended. But you have a choice. You can always just unfollow or block or whatever. Some people
we're
have been
just
reporting
here to have
us. We've been
fun.
Reported recently for some problems. I don't know if that's Facebook or people getting angry, but we deal
with
it.
Well, the thing, and if it's somebody that got angry,
I wish they'd tell
following
me.
Us, then they followed us wrong.
Yeah. Our posts go pretty far from, like I said, we jumped up.
What in the name of God is that?
Ben's watching a TikTok or something. Oh,
Ben,
better get your TikToks in. Better get your TikToks in tonight.
I'm just listening to y'all pat each other on the back. just sitting back, listening.
All right, well, who's going to say, Ben, since you've been not as vocal as me and Cliff, we're going to let you say good night.
That's good enough. That's good enough right there.
Good night. Good night. I'm not as animated as Crowley. Sorry. Good night.